do you write in English first, or do you write in Swedish first and then translate?
No, it's English. You know, we usually start with guitar. With the kids, we start with the guitar riff.
Right.
Or having... Usually, we, you know, we come to the studio at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we put on, me and Magnus, we have each amp, guitar amp, and we kind of put on coffee and kind of rich guitar. So, you know, if someone plays something, oh, that sounds interesting, and then we come to kind of build, because we try to find something that kind of gives inspiration. It can be a really small thing, and it gives a kind of inspiration, and then you start to work around that, and then you put on I always do the melody, then I make a melody out of the riff, and kind of build the song slowly, and then I just think like nonsense lyrics are over it, you know, like real Swedish.
Yeah, yeah.
Some words are, but mostly the words in the chorus are the same, that is my kind of my rubbish lyrics. They end up on the final version. Yeah, because the words kind of come with the feeling of the whole,
yes,
the whole melody. And it's kind of, so maybe we can change everything, but often the chorus is kind of the way it was when
you
started writing. In the beginning as well, it's kind of nonsense. But then you kind of, as the song evolves, you kind of get it. But we listen to, you know, we listen to rock music in English all the time. I've been listening to it since I was a small child.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I don't think it's it's easier for us than it is for you, because you've been listening to music in English all your life too.
True. I didn't think of it that way, but I suppose.
It's like, you know, if you go to other countries where you know, like in France or in Germany, where they kind of, I know, they overdub the kind of the actors' voices in their native language, you know. They never get the feeling for English the way people are seeing the real thing. So I think that is a big advantage.
What plans have you got for touring?
There are plans of going to England and or UK. We are trying to book gigs. I think at the moment we are trying hard to get the festivals right. A lot of the festivals are being booked right now.
Absolutely.
So I think the main focus is the festivals. But we really try to make a European tour somewhere. Sometime next year.
That would be great.
Yeah, but we're discussing with the different bands. You know, it's really hard with the economy and everything.
Oh.
Get everything right. You know, we're a small band. And
that must be a real concern. They seem to make it work by sort of doing this sort of package tour thing that almost harks back to what went on in the 60s. Just grab a few people, play slightly smaller sets, and just try and handpick the crowd.
Yeah, I think that is the way to go. That is exactly what we're trying to achieve with Eclipse as well, because, you know, it's going to be very hard for us to, you know, go on a club tour ourselves. Even if there's going to be fans, you know, they're all scattered all around the world. So we need to, you know, kind of get better odds together with another band.
Well, I never thought I'd see the day, but I was at a show. First on the bill was Steel Panther, second were Motley Crue, and third were Def Leppard.
Yeah.
So even bands like Motley Crue and Def Leppard can see the way forward is actually to give people better value for money.
Absolutely.
I think that's a very sensible business decision to make.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of even not big bands or big artists, they, you know, they ask, we have this question a lot of times, do you want to go on a opening act tour?
Yeah,
of course we want to do an opening act tour. It would be great. Then, yeah, but you have to pay for hotels and travels yourself, okay? And then you have to provide backline for the band. Then you have to transport the backline around the whole Europe.
Absolutely.
Okay, and we have to pay everything, you know, we're going to end up losing like £50,000 or even more.
You know, you hear this all the time.
And, small band.
Yeah, and unless you get a really generous headline band, then you might get away with it then.
Touring is really the way to go, you know, to sell more albums and kind of make the Eclipse name get bigger. I think that the only key is to go out and do live gigs. We are, everyone is really good musicians, and everyone is working full time with music. So we play live all the time, but not together as Eclipse. It's a shame, though, and everybody wants to play. The only thing we want to play together is Eclipse.
Yeah.
But we always get forced.
Well, I mean, isn't that the way it is? I mean, the days of multi-million record deals are non-existent.
Yeah,
they're gone. The music that sells the chart pop stuff, and that brings us neatly back to the beginning. I mean, I've been promoting you around people I know and on Facebook saying, you've got to listen to this, and suddenly there's people going, you're right, this is great.
That is, you know, when you're, you know, we are a small band, even if, you know, there are bands that are way smaller than we are. Yeah, but the word of mouth on this album has been fantastic. There's so many people writing about it, talking about it, and you know, I think it's just, I think it depends on the kind of the quality, because we really pushed it to a good album, and quality kind of, in the long run, people are gonna like quality. So even if there's a, even if there is a hype around the band, it will fade off and people lose interest. But if it's good quality, I think it's, the album can live so much longer.
Yes. I mean, that struck me from the point I became aware of you guys, that it, there wasn't hype about it. It was people just going, this is great. I think sometimes people forget that's what I'm sure that's why you do it. You want to enjoy yourselves, but you want other people to as well. Thank you for spending some Sunday with me.
No worries. It's a pleasure.